Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, the rantings of a rabid knitter. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is Episode 7. For further information, please go to autumnbreezedesigns.com. Well, today I'm afraid I'm going to go on a slight rant. This is one of those things that, for some reason, irritates me to no end, and my boyfriend doesn't quite understand it. So I thought I would share it with you and see if you guys somewhat understand where I'm coming from. The other day, one of the first things I do in the morning is I check my Knitbit sayings, quotes for the day calendar. And this time, it just really bothered me. It said, there are two breeds of alpaca sheep. Now, there is no such thing as an alpaca sheep. And I read this, and I stopped, and I paused, and I read it again, because being dyslexic, I do misread things. And I read it for a third time. And finally, I took it to someone else, and I said, does this in fact say alpaca sheep? And they said, yes, it says alpaca sheep. Saying alpaca sheep makes about as much sense as saying there are three kinds of triangle squares. They're two different things. An alpaca is an alpaca. A sheep is a sheep. There's many different breeds of sheep, yes, and there's, I guess, two different breeds of alpaca. But it makes no sense to say an alpaca sheep. Now, my boyfriend said I was overreacting. Which, maybe I am. But the thing that gets me is, this is supposed to be information. It's supposed to be somewhat educational, enlightening. And when they get it wrong, then it's misinformation, it's misinforming, and it's not educating unless you want to educate incorrectly, which I think is criminal. Now, I know that there's a whole lot of propaganda, and history is written by the winners, and there's a lot of misinformation out there, but come on, guys, this is knitting. We shouldn't have misinformation about knitting out there. And this goes to another story. I was at the Smithsonian about a year ago. I was up in D.C. for a conference, and I had 4 hours between the end of the conference and the time of my flight. So I wandered over to the Smithsonian's Natural History Museum, which is one of my favorite places. The place was pretty well packed, and so I was wandering into areas that were less attended. And I found a really interesting exhibit on South America. And I'm meandering through it, looking at all the exhibits, reading the plaques. And then I came to this market scene. And there's a guy leading his llama. And then there were two women sitting in front of each other, one with something that looked like yams, and the other one was something that looked like beans, and I couldn't quite figure out what they were doing. So I went over to the plaque, and it said, this man is taking his alpaca to market to sell. And I said, no, it's a llama. Then it went on to say, unlike its cousin the llama, the alpaca is never used as a pack animal. And I said, bullshit. It's smaller, it can't carry as much, but it is used as a pack animal. And besides that, it's a llama. Then, as I was wandering through, they have a new exhibit on mammals and what make mammals mammals, which I guess is three things. There's a bone in the ear, the fact that we have mammary glands, and also that we give live birth. And it went on to say that although humans are mammals, they're the only animal that has a social structure and a language. And I thought, oh my God, who's in charge of this place? Even chickens, which I know aren't mammals, have a social structure and a language. In fact, the social structure is so well known, we apply the term in our own social interactions. It's called a pecking order. And anyone who's observed chickens know that when the rooster has found something that he thinks his ladies might like, he makes a very special noise, which I think translates to, "Hey, girls, come over here. There's goodies here for you." I thought, oh my God, is this what's happening due to the current administration? We don't know the differences between an alpaca and a llama, and we think that humans are the most important thing in the world? I just about gave up on the Smithsonian then and there. But I noticed there was a photo exhibit of beauty in nature. And I thought, at this time, to calm myself down, I could do with a little bit of beauty in nature. So, I went in and I was looking at the pictures, and most of them were taken under a microscope. So you got really fine detail of peacock feathers, or grains of sand, or rings of wood. And then I came to one which I couldn't figure out what it was. And I looked at it, and I turned my head to the left, and I turned my head to the right, and I just couldn't see it. And I've taken a picture of this picture. It's my album art for iTunes, if you can take a minute and look at it. For those of you who are listening to me not through that, please go to the website. I've got the picture there. I'm going to twiddle my thumbs for a little while you take a moment to look at it. You back? Okay. Well, I went over and I read the plaque, and it said, "Prehistoric feces." And I said, oh my God, the Smithsonian has shit on its wall. It has a picture of shit on its wall. So I had to take a picture of it. The plaque went on to say that although it didn't know what provided the specimen, it did know that it was a carnivore and it knew what it ate. I liked this picture so much, I went down to the gift shop. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm not really an orange person, but this I will hang on my wall. And my sister really likes orange. I should get her a copy of it too. And, you know, I think Wayne would love to have this in his office as well. So I went down and I asked them, did they have any posters of the ship picture? And they informed me that the Smithsonian doesn't have a picture of shit on its wall. And I think, oh goody, I am so glad that this artist has slipped this through. So hopefully it's still there, and if you get a chance, go by and see it. If not, enjoy the album art. Well, this is all for me today. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story.